for unto repentance. It's really good. It's beautiful because it's God's goodness. It's his mercy. It's when you see how much he loves you, you don't want to hurt him. You want to love him and live for him. That's where the truth lies. When you start living for him and stop living for you, you will find true freedom in that. I promise you. Because when we're living for ourselves, you can't find freedom in that. You just can't. Amen. All right. I got you in James 1. I did good. All right. James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him read a book. You don't see that? Oh. Now watch. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him listen to another teaching. You sure? If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach. So he'll freely give you the wisdom that you're asking for, because he says, and it will be given to him, and all the promises of God in are yes and in him, amen. So that's a promise. So God said, if you lack wisdom that you ask him, he's going to give it to you. Well, you're going to find it in the word, because the wisdom's in the word. It's in the word. Oh, this is so good. So we're not going to look for wisdom in a book. We're going to ask God. We're not going to look for wisdom in another teaching. We're going to look for wisdom when we ask God. God's going to give it to us. But when we ask, we can't doubt. We got to believe he's going to give it to us. So the problem is a lot of us have doubted whether God's going to give it to us. So we go and read a book. So we go and listen to another teaching because they might have wisdom and we can get it from them. I'm not faulting people, because there are many men and women of God that have awesome teaching.